A White House commission says the nation's space agency must be remade if it is to send people back to the moon and ultimately on to Mars. President Bush proposed that mission for NASA in January. Today's committee report recommends more private enterprise in space, and it suggests that NASA spin off its beloved research centers. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
It's never easy to convince an entrenched bureaucracy like NASA to give up control of large chunks of itself. So Chairman Pete Aldridge said at a news conference today his commission didn't try the direct route when it decided NASA should spin off the research and development centers it runs.
If we put into our report that the Congress and NASA should undertake a base realignment and closure action, the report would probably have been burned on the first day. That was too hard to do, but we said to ourselves, there's another model that says let the private sector determine the value and function and history and future of these centers.
To do that, the commission recommends that the centers be taken over by other organizations, say universities or possibly private companies. That's already how the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena works. NASA provides the funding, but it's run by the California Institute of Technology. Aldrich says NASA would do well to spin off its other centers using JPL as a model. His commission also recommends even more involvement by private enterprise in getting to and from low Earth orbit.
Human spaceflight probably can't be turned over to the private sector, but the unmanned cargo-like processes could be.
Those recommendations now sit on Vice President Cheney's desk, along with a dozen other suggested organizational changes. Howard McCurdy at American University says spinning off the research center sounds like a good idea, but he says contracting out too much work invites disaster.
In fact, when NASA tried that in the late 1990s with the Mars Climate Orbiter, and they split up the project between industry and the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, the result was wreckage. The spacecraft crashed because of integration problems. If you remember, it was because one team was working in metrics and the other team was working in English.
There are even bigger problems confronting this potential rearrangement of NASA, including politics. Commission member Maria Zuber says Congress will need to change the way it thinks about NASA.
This discussion from a congressional point of view has to be that this is not something just for congressional districts that happen to have NASA centers in them.
Congress needs to think about how the space enterprise helps the nation as a whole. The commission argues that it's valuable not only to explore the universe, but to inspire students and to develop technologies that can be useful, among other things, for defense. Commission member Neil deGrasse Tyson says another challenge is getting the public excited about a new direction for NASA.
This implementation plan is not simply how do you reorganize NASA. It contains recipes for bringing the public along with the vision so that the public takes ownership of the vision.
He says the American public needs to feel a sense of ownership over space exploration the way it does for the Hubble Space Telescope if the White House's new vision for NASA is going to succeed. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.